No. Yes.
Is there that much of a delay?
Okay, now I can hear you.
But I think that's because I had the phone here.
So I'm going to hang up on you.
Okay, hang up on me.
All right, I've hung up on you.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm thinking there's a delay, though. Say something.
Say something.
I can't tell if there's a delay.
Okay. So I'm going to count to four and then you're going to say five right after I say four.
Okay.
Ready? One, yes. Two, three, four.
Five.
Ah, there is.
Ah.
On your side, because I hear you and respond to you quickly.
Okay.
But it's not too bad.
It's not too bad.
I don't think so.
I mean, to me, it sounds kind of funny because there's a beat in between.
Yeah, there is certainly a beat in between.
So anyway, we'll work through this.
Okay. So we're live right now.
Yeah. And with no one listening.
Oh, can you tell?
Yeah, we can tell instantly when it gets going here.
Oh, okay. If there's anybody listening. All right. Well, good. Kind of glad I'm not hearing that part.
I know.
All right. I'm eating my last nut and then I'm going to drink some margarita.
Nut. Mm-hmm. Those of you just fucking.
She-
Kim's got her mouth. In her mouth.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
So anyway, wow. Yeah. So that happened.
Nice. All right. Well, here we are.
Here we are. So tonight, talking about the big Disney announcements, because there was a shit ton.
Oh, a shit ton? I only saw the one. But yeah. Together.
So many.
And are we going to have our bumper music in the beginning?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
Jill.
Yeah. Good. And I have some dream stuff, not much.
Okay, good. I got to mute my phone.
Yeah, that is weird, isn't it? It's like, I can't tell if you're ignoring me or if you just haven't heard me yet.
I'm not. I'm totally ignoring you. No. There is a way around this that we can do. And here, let me bring this up. I can do. Okay. Do you have Skype up?
I do.
Okay. Hang on. You're going to have to call me though.
Right now. Okay.
Hang on, not this second. Hang on. I'll tell you when.
Where are you?
I get to dial in to the show. Which is okay because Yeah, hang on.
You're that guy. You're that guy, Chad, right?
Yeah. Okay. I have to dial in on what?
I hit Siri. She's going to yell at me and go, I don't know what you just said. Okay, sorry.
That's what we should talk about. Okay, you might hear Skype here for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please enter your host PIN. When finished, press the pound key.
Thank you.
To start your show now, press 1. To hear important instructions.
It appears that the host has already dialed into this show. Only one host is allowed per show. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let me call you back in just a second. Or you call me.
Okay, do I need to hang up yep. on end yep. this call? Okay, yep. text me.
Okay, bye.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
There you go, bitch.
I can hear me a little bit.
Hear you?
Uh-huh. Just so.
I don't hear me, so that's good.
Okay, let's test this real quick. See if you can hear this.
Kids tested. Celebrity approved.
Hey, this...
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm not going to use that, but...
All right, yeah, we're not doing music anymore.
No, we're doing it, but we're doing it a different way. Okay, let's see what's cooking here. Let's see what's good in the hood.
Still no listeners? That's so sad.
Let's see where we are on the hierarchy of shit. My computer don't like all this shit open.
I bet.
Doesn't matter if you get like the super death kill computer or not. It's like, fuck you, I'm tired.
I'm tired. This is hard work.
This is hard. Hard.
Oh my God. Cat.
We got to definitely go down memory lane a little bit. Yeah, we're at page 2, top of the page.
Top of page 2.
Popular and entertainment. And it has us. And then we're underneath it.
Wait, of page 2?
Yep.
So everybody's got to get through all the better ones on page 1, and then they can get to us on
page 2. Nobody's listening to anything on page 1.
Really? We do have a good title.
Yeah.
And I look really hot right now because I got all this makeup on. So.
Yeah, not that anybody can see you.
Yes, I know. I'm living up to the name today, though.
That's good.
Yeah.
Living up to the name. Okay, good.
What the heck?
No, I was just seeing if we were on, and we are.
Okay, cool.
That was actually our page.
So we're on Blog Talk.
And Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
So, anywho. Yeah. Three little ditties from ScanBC.
All right.
ScanBC. So, right on.
Yeah, and a little memory lane stuff. Oh, my ass is sticking to my chair.
See, this is what the pre-show's all about. Listen to it.
Oh, there's not enough ice in my margarita. My ass is sticking to my chair. It's a hard day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we like.
All right.
So,
what do you think? Should we just start?
Yeah, soon. Soon.
Or are we fishing for listeners?
No, we're not fishing for listeners.
It's like that
game. Get here. If they get here, they get here. If they don't, but now I'm kind of digging the layout here. I like the studio page.
Yeah.
I can post to Twitter. I can post to Facebook. I can run the chat room. I can do everything from one screen.
Yep.
I can allegedly run the audio, but I really don't like the way the audio sounds. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this will be better.
Yeah, the sound quality coming on Blog Talk is not pristine, but I'm recording
like that when we actually start, we'll hit record on that and we'll get the good crisp quality that we always
get.
And then I can just replace the shitty quality one with this one. And
and we're set.
Yeah.
Hey, man. So it's fun. I'm excited.
Yes, I am too.
It'll, you know, growing pains, but we'll get through it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're pretty brilliant for thinking of it. So thanks for trying.
These fuckers.
Whoa. Do not call our new listeners fuckers yet.
I can if I want to.
Oh, that's right. We are allowed to use bad words, right? On Blog Talk. Okay, good.
I put us as PG-13. But because you know, some of the stuff we say, if you're 13 and you know what it is, good for you. If you don't, then fuck you.
We're so not. Okay.
Yes, we are. PG.
Are there bad words in PG-13?
Yes.
You're a dad. You know these things. Would you want your son listening to our show?
I took my son to see Saw movies.
Yeah, you're a bad dad.
I'm a bad father. I mean, but like based on the things that are in the entertainment category.
Uh-huh.
No offense to the great hosts of Blog Talk Radio, but not impressed.
Well, you can't tell just by their title.
No, I have listened to a couple.
Okay.
And throughout the day, just kind of killing time, I was like, I'm going to listen to this one. And I'm like, wow. So this is like what people do shows about. Good for you.
Now, to make a pom-pom, you take yarn and you ball it up, and then you cut the edges. But they have to be smooth or your pom-pom's going to be wonky.
I was curious. I was flipping through, and there was this one, and it popped up. And it was a fake. Now, this is kind of an oxymoron, but it was a fake wrestling show. And not like, you know, wrestling's fake, but no, it was like they were like pretending they were doing a commentary for a wrestling show that didn't exist. It was kind of like role playing.
Sure.
It was
it good? Did you enjoy it? No. Like, whoa. I was going to say, you like wrestling and you didn't enjoy it. That's too bad.
You know, I had not invested in any of the characters and, you know, so didn't matter. But hey, good for you. You know, whatever it takes, man.
You know, we are the new kids on the block. We probably shouldn't be bashing the shows that have
been on. No, and it's, you know, everybody's got their
niche.
Or their niche.
Their
niche.
I can say it. I can't spell it.
Chris, he's making fun of us. Other great.
Chris!
Chris, why is he making fun of everybody?
Chris, Chad is being a bully on Blog Talk, Chris.
Chris, he doesn't have any listeners, and he's bashing the shows that do.
You gotta have Chris on sometime.
That's just nuts, him. He's our voice of reason. Chris, get up here.
Are you smoking, Sinner?
Yeah, Sinner.
Okay, we have 1 minute, and we're going to start in 1 minute.
In 1 minute? Thank
you. Yeah. You're welcome.
Mom.
Oh. Yeah. But of course.
The real John will be starting here shortly. I like, where's the little, for our show, is right here. Let me tell you this. It's cute. It says, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Our bumper for our show, I guess.
Okay.
Hot girl and that guy. Running down the week's pop culture news and events and poking fun at anyone in their way.
Did you write that? You're so clever.
Oh,
wait. I've been drinking, so I might change my mind later.
And the show notes for tonight, it says, to celebrate episode 225, the hot girl and that guy are experimenting with a new format to the show.
Uh-oh.
I love how I did this part. Tune in at 8 p.m. Eastern to hear, spelled wrong, the live interactive pre-show. Help decide what makes the show and what does not. Then at 8:30, still Eastern time, the show records the new episode. Topics will no doubt include Star Wars Land announcement at the D23 Expo this weekend, ScanBC News, and so much more.
So much. Not so much more is what you should have put.
Maybe a little bit more.
Yeah, teeny, weeny bit.
Teeny.
There might be something.
Just a smidgen.
Just a spit of something.
A smattering.
Uh-huh. Just a drop.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm out of words.
Yeah, me too.
All right, it's time.
I know, I'm just fixing my typos.
Let's get this bitch on the road.
I have to fix my typos. Pump it.
H-E-A-R. That's the only one I caught.
There.
Oh, there's there too.
H-E-R-E-T-H-I-E-R.
Oh.
T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E
E.
And T-H-U-R-R. There.
Sir.
Right there.
Maybe in Dover. They say there.
I went to Westside twice this weekend.
You did.
Twice.
Right on.
Living the dream. Living the dream. I don't know why it just bumped me out of the chat room, but hey.
All right.
This is another user logged in, and it bumped me out.
Oh, how weird. It wasn't me. I'm not touching anything.
You don't know the password anyway, so.
No.
So I got to relog in to that.
Yeah, this is fun.
Shut up. Shut your mouth.
I will. I will put a straw in it and drink my margarita.
All right.
Good tequila.
I got beer tonight.
That ain't going to get you drunk enough.
Yeah, well. My liver hurts from this weekend. I'll just.
I know. You told me already. This is the second time you told me. Let's tell me on the show.
Okay. Shut up and let's start. Shut your mouth.
It just don't suck.
Shut the hole into your nose and let's do this.
Kids tested. Celebrity approved.
Hey, this is Meatloaf.
Hey, this is Lindsay Lohan.
Hi, I'm Paris Hilton.
Hello, this is Lady Gaga.
What up? This is Kesha.
Hey, this is Miley Cyrus.
Hi, this is Britney Spears.
Hey, this is Justin Bieber.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
I did not break the law. Jesus Christ told you that 2,000 years ago.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and the rest of you. Welcome to the Hot Girl and That Guy Show. I'm Chad.
I'm Kimberly.
Still.
We're the same damn people.
Year and a half later, still the same people.
Still,
almost
sadly.
2 years.
Has it really? Wow. Time flies when you're not having fun.
But we didn't have this awesome music the whole time.
I love it. I love... Now, are we keeping... All... Hey, it's Kesha.
Of course.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. If
of course. Why
we're not doing music. I didn't know that we were keeping the music people.
Yeah, why not? We've
met like,
everybody on there.
You're like, I've paid for it. Keeping it.
Yeah, exactly. I paid for it. I'm keeping it.
That's right on.
You don't like it, forget it. So, yeah. So anyway, so we're doing new
thing
tonight. For those of you that don't know, all of you, we're doing doing the show live on Blog Talk Radio tonight.
Yay. Which means any of our normal listeners can actually like text us and call in.
Yeah, text us, call in. We got a chat room going. What?
What?
Is there
anybody
and I'm sure we're going to get a bunch of trolls in here tonight, which I'm looking forward to.
I'm not.
just remember, don't feed the trolls, and
don't feed the trolls, and don't make the hot girl cry.
That's yeah, don't make the hot girl cry. That's the
because Chad will whip your ass.
No, I won't. I will ridicule you, and
he's pretty good at it too.
Question you and your family's, you know, heritage and
heritage. Now watch out, Chad's gonna attack your heritage.
That's right. That's right.
You go get those folks from Ireland now, okay?
It's like, you know, I'm looking at the shows that have live chats up right now and how many people are in their chats, you know. And it's funny because, like, the top shows are, I've listened to all of them.
Oh, wow.
And it's
nothing
Sunday.
To do today.
And it's yeah. Sunday. So let me just preface it with that. It's Sunday, so what do you think the majority of the shows on today are?
Oh, God and Jesus shows.
God and Jesus shows. And they're going to flip through. It's like, oh, the hot girl and that guy, and they're going to bring it on. And, you know, and then what do we have to bring to the table on a Sunday? Anal. You know?
It should be the Satan and hot girl show.
So great. It's so great. I'm having a blast.
Or if I had it my way, it would be Satan and Castiel show. Mm-hmm.
So
natural all the time.
How was your week?
It was good. It was hot. We're dying here in California. You know, we got no water and in the heat wave. But it's been fun. I got to do some filming today because we're filming a trailer for my play.
I've never heard of anybody doing a trailer for a
show. I know, right? It's kind of an interesting idea. So we're hoping that might, because it's a new theater in the Valley, and so they don't have a lot of press. So we're trying to get the word out there in another way. So yeah, I had to put on makeup today and get dressed. Blah.
Not a bra.
I just put on a bra. I know. And the moment I came home, it's the first thing that came off.
Bra goes flying across the room.
When you're a girl, it's like there's this debris feel when you shut your front door from a long day out. There's like shut door, bra, socks, shoes, panties, and then you put your pajamas on.
Yep. Check.
And then you walk by and you're all, oh, I'll pick all that up later.
Yep.
And then I leave and the next morning and my bra is still like by the front door, and I wonder, oh yeah, Kim, remember the day your alarm went off in your house and they had to go inside to turn it off? You kind of can't leave things like that lying around.
No, you can't.
No. So I try to pick it up, but right now it's out there. So.
Yes, I was.
But it was a good week. Yeah, it was a really. I like filming. It's way more fun
to act.
Yeah. And it's for life, man.
Yeah. It's like the show. It's there forever.
Yeah. Oh man, that's too bad.
Yeah. You know, the who's it, what's it? No, I went, speaking of weather, I went to eat breakfast this morning at my local haunt.
Mm-hmm.
And, they have two TVs in there. And one's on like CNN or Fox News or something. The other one's on the Weather Channel, and they don't have the volume up on either TV. So you just kind of have to guess what they're talking about.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. And
that was some mimosas.
Yeah. They had
science theater for the news.
Yes. On the Weather Channel, they were showing pictures of the football stadium in Denver, Colorado.
Uh-huh.
And at the bottom of the screen, it said, severe weather event kickoff.
Oh.
And I'm like, and I was all of a sudden, I was locked in. I was like, oh, wow, what's this? Are people going to sit in the stadium and like watch tornadoes happen in the middle of the stadium?
Yeah, really? Just fun.
Tornado wars.
Throw a couple of sharks in there.
Yeah. Sharknado.
And then throw some lava and tarantulas in there.
Sharknado and lava tarantulas.
My ass is sticking to my seat. I might have to stand up. I can't.
You're gonna
I'm wearing short shorts. So I'm I'm sweating and my butt cheeks are sticking in the other seat. Okay, that's better. I took them off and I'm sitting on them now. No,
okay.
That's quite the visual.
Nice.
It's the Sunday margarita talking.
That's okay.
It's not me. You know how much of a food I am.
Got you locked in here. Let me tell you about beer, because I'm drinking.
Okay. All right.
And I'm going tame tonight. It's Amstel Light. Nothing fancy.
Okay.
I call it Diet Heineken, because it's pretty much what it is. And you know, it's the whole craft brewery thing, the microbrews and stuff like that.
What does craft brewing mean?
It's the like local breweries that pop up and they have.
Uh-huh. Okay.
12 beers that are very limited supply. Sometimes you can only get it there.
Okay.
Well, they opened up one here locally. It's called the Missipillion Brewing Company because there's a river that runs through Milford called Missipillion, the Missipillion River. So it's the Missipillion River Brewing Company. And it's not bad beer.
Okay.
But they really try hard on some of their stuff and really fall short.
Oh.
They've got one called Orange Drank.
Drank?
Uh-huh.
D-R-A-N-K?
Yeah.
Okay.
Orange Drank. And
tastes like orange beer?
Yeah, it's like a very sour orange.
Okay.
Like a just make you pucker up kind of orange. But they have clever names for their stuff. They have one called Reach Around. And it has a picture of a sloth on the label.
Butt scratch.
Butt scratch. They have one called Holy Crap. Holy Crap is what it's called. It's infused with Red Hots and maraschino cherries.
Holy crap.
See? Holy crap. That's what you say when you drink it.
Is it any good? Did you try that one?
Yeah, that one's pretty good. I did the 10-beer sampler. Shared it with someone, sorry. So I didn't drink all 10 by myself.
With someone?
Yes. And with a girl, okay?
Okay, that's all I needed to hear. Okay, good to hear.
With a girl.
That's what I needed to hear, thank
that
you.
That I like.
Okay. Good, let's hope she likes you.
She likes me too.
Has she listened to the show?
A little bit.
All right, do not let her listen anymore.
She likes me, and I like her.
Okay.
With a capital L. Capital L, capital I.
Are you making a heart with your
yes,
your
my hand.
Finger and your thumbs right yes. now? I heart you, girl.
I heart you, girl.
Beaver song for her right now.
Let's do a Beaver song. I heart you, girl.
I heart you, girl.
Hey, it's Justin Bieber.
Hey, he sounds like a kid. Hey, it's Justin Bieber.
What up? This is Kesha.
What up?
No, but anyway, they had this beer that I was remotely interested in trying because I wanted to see what this would taste like. It was called Cool Runnings. Cool Runnings. Remember the old movie?
Yeah, I should say that.
The Jamaican bobsledding thing.
That's what it was. Okay, right.
It is beer, a dark beer, stout-ish, that is flavored with jerk seasoning, like Caribbean jerk seasons.
Oh, gross.
I can officially say now that I have drank the worst beer ever.
Thank God nobody listens to this show right now. That place will go out of business.
Missipillion, and I'll tell you what, people like this beer, not me.
How can a beer get it wrong? It's beer. It still has the main ingredient.
Yes, and I'll tell you what, there was no beer flavor in this whatsoever.
Oh.
Do you want me to lay it down for you what it tastes like?
Sure.
And
I'm a little worried, but yeah.
You're going to throw up a little bit in your mouth.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Okay, so just maybe have a napkin or something handy, ready to go. You might need it.
Okay, okay. Ooh. I have, well, I was going to say I have like an almost empty mega glass of booze, but I'm not going to spoil that. So.
Don't spoil that. Aim side. Maybe
I need something to wash it down with.
Maybe if it goes on the floor, Nigel will take care of it for you.
No, I know. He does eat his own barf.
Liquid beef jerky.
Yeah.
Liquefied beef jerky is what this tastes like. I can't even, and I thought I was being original saying that, and I people and they're like, ew, ew.
Yeah.
And
oh, so you talk to people in California then.
Yeah. And I got on, well, I didn't.
That's disgusting.
The lady friend got on and looked at some reviews on.
Can we make a name for her? Can we like make up a name for her?
We'll think of one. I'll converse with her and see what
she's comfortable with us coming up with. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lady friend's just so sweet. And
I know, it's a lady friend.
It needs to be a that guy term.
Can I call her Eminem?
Sure.
And then everybody's like, he's got something going on with Eminem.
Eminem. That white rapper.
That white rapper. So anyway, Eminem got onto their Facebook page and was reading reviews, and somebody was just, you know, like pulling it to this Cool Runnings beer. And so this is the greatest thing I've ever tasted in my life. It's like a liquid Slim Jim.
Oh, and they liked the taste of a liquid.
Good God, because that's even worse than jerky.
Yeah, that's like the cheap shit. You know, that's like cold duck of the alcohol world.
O-E. It's a old English. It's the it's the Schlitz of a jerky.
Yeah, it's not even jerky. That's just like pig byproduct, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's like
anything else that falls.
I'm pretty sure that, you know, if you did the Pepsi challenge between Slim Jims and hot dogs have more nutritional value.
Yes, I would buy a hot dog from one of those gas stations before I would buy a Slim Jim.
Yeah.
Ew. Oh, that's disgusting. I'm sorry that you had to even taste that.
Yeah, so
that's pretty bad.
That's what happened in my world.
That's lovely.
It was a little ew.
Uh-huh, just a little bit. You guys obviously didn't finish it.
No, I finished it because I wasn't going to waste my...
Oh, my God.
My money. I drank it like a champ.
Oh, well, you didn't sip it and enjoy it.
No, I dipped that shit as fast as I could. And then it was right onto the sour orange because that would maybe cancel a little bit out. But I have to admit, last night I burped a little bit and I liquid jerky.
Just imagine the smell of the person standing next to you.
Oh, poor Eminem's like, oh, God.
That's
jerky.
As often as you burp on this show, I can't imagine when you're not holding back.
Yeah, it was.
You know, I mean, so then this week I told you too that for my play, I have to drink some beer and I have to drink an entire bottle of tequila because I don't have any. So I had to buy the cheap tequila. It starts with the S, Suarez or something like that.
Okay.
Because Jose Cuervo is really expensive. By about $7 or $8.
Yeah.
More.
I mean, you look on Julio, it's a lot more expensive, but it's a smaller bottle.
right. But it's the one that everybody recognizes. So you want to use it in a play because people laugh when they see it. They're like, oh, yeah, we know that. We've had some good times in college with that. But I can't get it. It's too expensive for my budget. So I had to buy the Suarez one. I think that's what it is. Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping that the nice little gold color that I make iced tea out of will make everybody realize what it is. But then I also have to have beer bottles. And I was looking and I was like, oh, there's like a 12-pack of Stella. And I don't need a 12-pack of Stella. Although Mom probably would drink Stella in the play. So I asked you what it was. And you're all, because remember when you came, you... Wait a minute, Eminem, I didn't mean that. When you came to California and
I visited you in California.
When you visited me at the California,
at the California.
We did have a beer night. And I asked you what it was because I couldn't remember. And you said it was Angry Orchard with a shot of Fireball.
Yes.
Did we actually put a shot of Fireball in it, or we drank it, the Fireball first and then the Angry Orchard?
I was, we did the shot, but then I was putting it into a glass.
And you did?
Fireball with the Angry Orchard.
Oh, okay. I don't remember trying that.
Yes. But... I made.
Okay. Yeah. So. Thank you for the reminder. I'll probably get the Angry Orchard and just leave the Fireball out of it. You know, if you're single and you drink too much, people start to, like, worry about you.
They have interventions and...
Yeah, it's not pretty. So I'm just going to leave the Fireball to somebody else in a relationship.
Why not?
I know.
Did you, by chance, check your phone real quick?
Oh, I can. I have
yeah, just look at. I just sent you a picture, and I'd like you to see that while we're talking.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but
it's us.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to like top enlarge, top of the page.
In big print.
Popular and entertainment. Is that what I'm looking at?
That's it.
That's nice.
Well, that's pretty cool, huh?
Are we really? But we're still on page two, right?
Yeah, we're on page two.
Yeah, we're on page two of Blog Talk if anybody's looking for us.
If you care, we're there.
It's okay. I have my Ghost Girl Paranormal website, and you can't find it now. It's like page like 12.
Page.
But it used to be page one. It used to be like the second thing that would come up. So I've been neglecting it. So it's pretty sad. Like some girl thought that I no longer did this anymore, and she's all, I can't find your... website on the internet anymore.
Yeah.
So I had to search
to obscurity.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh no, it's there. It's here. Here's the link. So hey, we're page two of Blog Talk and we just started. So watch out, bitches. We're catching up.
Yeah, we're coming. We're coming hard. Face neck chest. What?
Oh my goodness. Doesn't anybody use condoms anymore?
No. They don't. So 2000 and late, I'm telling you. So anyway, so that's what's up there. So this weekend was a big weekend for nerds and geeks and
yeah.
And Disney fans everywhere. The D23 Expo was live this weekend in Anaheim.
I had a bunch of cosplay people go there.
Yeah, it's Comic-Con for Disney, basically.
And they all dressed up as, you know, princesses and princes and all that stuff.
And it's neat because it's Disney. It's something that everybody likes. Everyone.
Is it as big as Comic-Con though? I mean,
say it is. And now, what's interesting this year?
I've never been to either. I've only been to Supernatural Con.
Yeah, which was much smaller.
Much smaller, one teeny tiny room and about 10 booths.
Which I can't wait for, you know, 10 seasons so I can go to AeroCon.
Right? Yeah.
The thing that surprised me, kind of, but not now that it happened, it didn't really surprise me. But at Comic-Con, Marvel didn't have a panel. Marvel Cinematic Universe with all these awesome movies coming out. Didn't,
really?
They weren't at Comic-Con. They had zero representation at Comic-Con.
Do they need it, though?
Exactly. Do they need
yeah.
it? Well, the spoiler slash shocker of this, they were at the D23 Expo.
Oh, those bitches.
But they rolled out everything that they would have rolled out at Comic-Con at the Disney thing, but they're owned.
Are they attached to Disney?
Yeah, they're owned by Disney.
Okay, and so Disney said you can't go to Comic-Con, is what they said.
Probably.
Because Disney, as awesome as Disney is, it's the Monsanto of and you know amusement parks and movies. They own the world. So yeah, you don't ever want Disney to own your soul.
Yeah. But they do. And it was announced that there would be some, they did like all the movie announcements, things like that. So that's, you know, hip and cool. And there's going to be some Marvel attractions coming. And they're actually starting the Marvel attractions in Beijing.
Why?
I don't know. That's where they're rolling them out. Well, probably because they saved the big shit for, Hong Kong Disney's getting the big stuff for.
Well, we need to fly to freaking Hong Kong to. What?
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong Fui.
Yeah, they're doing.
Remember that cartoon? That little dog?
Yes, I do.
Sorry. I haven't thought about him in a very long time. What kind of attractions are they doing?
They're going to have the Iron Man experience.
Oh,
first Marvel attraction at any Disney park, taking guests on an epic adventure over the streets and in the sky above Hong Kong.
They're owned by Disney, right? Disney doesn't have any room for another reason that you're going to get into in a few minutes.
Yeah. No, they at least in Florida, they do.
Oh, okay. That's true.
So, well, let's get into the big one.
Yeah. Who
the
cares
about why Hong Kong. I may delay my trip to California until next year.
No! You can
because,
do two.
Because.
You can do two. You're rich.
They announced. Star Wars Land.
They sure as hell did.
But for those of you that listen to the show, unlike Kim,
I don't.
Way back in episode 6.
What?
Way back in episode 6, we had a guy on by the name of, what's his name? Oh, yeah, Adam the Woo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we talked about rumors that there was going to be a Star Wars Land.
We did?
And he had never heard of that, and I had. Ha!
And he goes all the time.
I predicted it back then.
You did?
Yes.
You have proof?
Yeah, I've got the show. Go back and listen to it. Episode 6.
Okay, you had a clip.
106, if you look at the number.
Clip. If you weren't, like, spending all day listening to all the other blog talk shows, you would have pulled that clip and proven yourself. So I don't believe you, and I'm not going to go listen to...
So we'll pull it and play it next week.
Adam must be stoked. Adam the Woo.
Yeah, he did a reaction video, but I didn't watch it.
Why mention it then if you didn't see it?
Well, I saw he did it, but so go watch it.
It's like, oh, I hear Kim wrote a play, but I didn't see it.
I haven't. But you're on the third production of it? Fourth production of it now?
Fourth.
Still haven't seen it.
No, you're such a dick. Well, you watch it when it comes to Dover.
Dover. When it's at the Riverside Playhouse here in Milford.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, in September, they're doing Noises Off.
Are you going to audition?
Nope.
Oh, no. It would have been rehearsals by now. Sorry.
Yep. Middle, mid, it's like a 3-week.
Go see it. Go see it and let me know what you think.
Okay.
Yeah.
High school, but.
Yeah, no, go see a real production of it.
Okay.
Not a high school production. Come on.
So, Disney's Hollywood Studios, not a surprise, because Hollywood Studios is the lowest attendance of all the Disney parks down in Florida. And
they're doing it in California, aren't they?
And Florida.
Oh, okay.
They're doing it in both parks. It's going to be 14 acres each.
Where are they getting 14 acres
There's
Anaheim.
There's two rumors. Two rumors.
I'm not going to like this, am I?
No, you're not. Okay, so Orlando, it's going to take a chunk of Hollywood Studios up. The other part of Hollywood Studios is getting eaten up by another thing they announced. We'll talk about that in a second. Disneyland Park in Anaheim, 18, 19, how about 14? That's the official number. 14 acres. Transport guests to never-before-seen planets with two signatures attractions, including customized secret mission on the Millennium Falcon and an epic Star Wars adventures, put guests in the middle of a climactic battle.
Okay, before you go any further,
yes.
Because you said that, I have to... I was hoping you were going to come to Disneyland this year so that you and I can go and experience that together. Yeah. Eminem, it's okay. We're just going to go to Disneyland. But when I was there and I did the Star Tours,
yeah.
I loved the change that they did in Star Tours. Because we got to sort of fight with Darth Vader, and I wanted to go on the ride about 100 more times just to experience that. You know, they immerse you so well.
Yes.
That if you're a fan of Star Wars and Darth Vader's got his little army hand death grip thing on the on your ride, it's pretty rad. It's like you're in the movie. So hopefully this battle scene that they're going to put you in is going to be just as good, because I could have slept there. I could have gone all night long. I loved it. I know I must be an idiot, but I fucking loved it. When you're a movie fan and you're a Star Wars fan, it's pretty awesome. So, and you got to experience some one-on-one time with Darth Vader. I mean, come on. It doesn't get any better than that. Right? It's awesome. So
doesn't want that.
You got to come this year. No, so we can go.
Have to do anything but stay white and die.
Please come to California.
Come to California.
We may not have water for you, but we will have California. Anyway, you may continue. I just had to.
Okay, so let's bump into stuff that's happening before Star Wars Land opens.
Wait, we have to change our theme music to get rid of all the Justin Bieber stuff and put in Darth Vader's theme music. Dum, dum, da-dum, dum, da-dum, dum, da-dum. That's our theme music.
No.
And then it can be Charles Manson and then our lovely Saints of Rebellion.
Okay, maybe.
Get working on it, because you're a genius.
Yeah.
And that's not the margarita talking.
Beginning early 2016, both coasts are going to be having Season of the Force.
2016.
That's right. It's going to be right after the movie comes out.
2016. That's like only a few months away.
Exactly.
So they've been working on it in secret.
Yeah, since episode 6. I told you.
They've been secretly working on it. Like when we went to Warner Brothers, wasn't it Warner? No, you went to Universal and you were able to see the Harry Potter castle.
Yes.
You're able to see Hogwarts. Yeah. Disneyland, you can't see this land.
No.
Oh, they've been hiding.
Here's what's happening starting early 2016. The big one's not coming for a while. I'll tell you that right now. I'm guessing they didn't give any dates. They just said coming soon. I'm guessing 2018.
No, really?
Yeah, it's going to be a while before they can get it in there.
That's twice one show. That's all you get.
So the here's what's happening, though. They are going to retheme Space Mountain.
Okay, retheme it.
And it's,
okay.
It's going to be Hyperspace Mountain.
Oh, shit. I mean,
a new soundtrack.
Dum, dum, da-dum, dum, da-da.
Now it's going to be the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah.
projections of the fighters flying around. It's going to be awesome.
That's rad. Okay, they can do that.
The disco ball that's in there with Star. I don't know. Whatever they're going to do. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So they're going to reimagine it, you know, like The Wiz.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
It's going to be in which the guests will join an X-Wings Star.
Yes.
Yes.
At Disneyland, they have the arcade. Now, did you ever play the Star Wars game?
Yes.
When you are an X-Wing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're in the Death Star, and you have to drop the little bomby thing. Yeah. I don't know.
The bomby thing.
Yeah, the forces.
You have to drop the bomby thing in the crack of the sidewalk with the jumpy guy.
With the jumpy guy. You remembered.
I do remember.
Yeah.
I listened to the show.
And apparently me, too.
Good God. So, yeah. So, that's coming.
Wait. Okay. So far, they're just going to adjust. Yeah. What are they taking down? Where are they getting?
They're retheming for now. This is the 2016 stuff. Retheming Space Mountain. Hollywood Studios will be adding a new fireworks show that's going to be themed after Star Wars.
Right.
The Jedi Training Academy, the little show where they get the kids up there to fight Darth Vader.
That's pretty cool. On the internet, yeah.
They're going to retheme that, new characters and a new villain from the animated Star Wars series.
What? There's an animated?
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
Sorry. You don't have kids, so you don't know that. Yeah. Star Wars Launch Bay, which is going to be an interactive experience for the upcoming film. Special exhibits, peeks behind the scenes, including opportunities to visit meet and greets with Star Wars characters. You can get your picture taken with Chewie.
Oh! That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I want to do the iconic picture of Chewie holding on to Princess Leia's boob. Remember that you've seen that one? Yeah. The still they took while they were making the movie, there's Chewie touching her boob. I want to do that. Okay. So they're really not defacing much of the original Disneyland in Anaheim then. Okay.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Because
do you think the first...
This is to whet your appetite while they're building the big one.
Yeah, but where are they knocking down the big one?
I'll tell you where the rumor is where they're putting it.
Where?
As soon as we get through the rest of the shit. We still got more that they're doing. So this thing is going...
Oh my God, we spent 40 minutes on it?
That's what this show is, man. We're geeking out about pop culture.
Yes.
So the launch bay where you can do the meet and greets with the characters, you can see props from the movies.
Lucas Farms. People talk about Lucas Farms. Lucas Ranch.
Lucas Ranch up in...
I want to go.
That looks like it's going to go in the, I can't remember what it's called now, but the old America Sings.
Oh, good.
Innovation.
Yeah, yeah.
That's that circle thing. Yeah, that's where Launch Bay is going.
Where somebody got crushed and died.
Yes.
Yes. And they say it's haunted.
Star Tours. The adventures continue later this year. They're adding a new adventure featuring and characters from the new movie that's coming out.
Okay, that almost scared me.
Okay, so that's coming. The rumor, though, as far as where they're plopping the new 14-acre land...
You're tearing down the castle.
Yep. This might upset you.
Wait,
but you don't have kids, so maybe not.
Don't say Indiana Jones.
No.
Okay, then I'm all right.
Toontown.
Oh, good.
They're going to replace... That's the rumor that they're replacing Toontown with Star Wars land. Continuity, they're kind of... They're,
how it feeds into...
Yeah, it doesn't feed into Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland, yeah, or...
So they've got to... It's got to be somewhere near Tomorrowland, really. So I don't know how they're going to jumble things up, or if they're just going to make it truly a separate land.
Yeah, because Tomorrowland is where the ride is.
Yeah.
And
so the other thing that's kind of another rumor that I saw an aerial photo and somebody drew a line around it. But it was actually for a Marvel land. Rumor has it they're doing. That didn't get announced. But that's California Adventure. It would be
good.
It would be next to Tower of Terror. They've got an employee parking lot over there, and it's a big chunk of land that they could move employee parking to a different area, put them
and then bus them over.
Yeah, and then turn that into another land that definitely has the room for it.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to see where they do put it. It'll be interesting.
I'm sure there are certain rides there that are completely off limit of touching. The iconics, even the kids' slow ride on the boat. What is that? The
Storybook Land or the It's a Small World.
Small World. That's untouchable. Small World
will never go anywhere.
Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, none of the iconic stuff's gonna go anywhere. Yeah. I mean, it was bad enough when they were talking about getting rid of Mr. Toad's, which they did in Florida.
Mr. Toad's is fun.
I know.
So is Peter Pan, because you're flying. So that's kind of cool.
And Peter Pan, that one is not like the one in Florida.
It's not?
No. And they just redid it, so it is like it.
I was going to say, which one was better?
Definitely the one in Disneyland.
Flying one, yeah.
But then now they've redone it, so it's the same. But the thing that bummed me out going to Walt Disney World, because I grew up going to Disneyland, and then we go out there, and it's like a spit in the face of Walt Disney.
Is it really?
Because it's, you know how when you're walking around and say Peter Pan, how Peter Pan looks exterior.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a building with a line going into it and a little sign that says, you know, Peter Pan's Magic Flight.
Are you serious?
But,
you know,
but that's how it is in Disneyland, right?
No, the outside, the facade is actually appealing. Because he tried to make it look like you were immersed in his world all the time, even outside of the building. So are you saying that inside, that yours is like an office building and then you go through a door?
No. No, it's, okay, just here. Okay, now compare in your mind.
All right.
Peter Pan's ride.
Uh-huh.
Where you walk up to Peter Pan's ride. Or Mr. Toad's.
Right.
A building, and you walk through the door, and you're in there. You know, it's a house. It's a little, you know, house and stuff like that. Put that side by side with It's a Small World that takes up, it looks like it takes up half the park, and you've got the moat around it and the big castle clock, that, you know, blah, 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 blah.
To get on outside, as a matter of fact.
And go in,
Uh-huh.
In Disney World, It's a Small World looks like Peter Pan's ride.
Oh.
It's not a big theatrical anything. It's you stand in line kind of half in, half out of a building, and they've got like a painting on the wall that looks like the one in California. And then you get in the boat and you go inside and it looks identical.
But it doesn't have the ticking clock on the outside. No. When it charms, the little Dutch people come out and hit each other with mallets.
Yeah, no, they don't have any of that shit.
Oh, and so that means that Christmas time they can't light it up.
No, either. No. And the Haunted Mansion looks completely different, too. It's a different.
Oh, is it like a New Orleans? No, wait, ours is a New Orleans. What does their mansion look like? Is it a mansion?
Yeah, it's a mansion. And by the way, that looks like a butt, not a penis.
I think it looks like a penis head. You don't think it looks like the tip of your penis? A penis?
I haven't compared a lot of them, but, you know,
do that later. Oh. Do not send me a side-by-side.
I will send you a side-by-side. You tell
me
what it looks like that.
No, I think it looks like the head of a penis.
Yeah, you're weird.
Do you want to explain what you're talking about?
Oh, that's for us.
It's for us. It's a text message.
Yeah. Oh shit!
Now I have to Google Florida's haunted mansion. So anyway, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. And then in the whatchamacallit, Hollywood Studios in Orlando. That's where they're going to put Star Wars Land, and it's there's so much space there where they could put shit because they've got a bunch of hokey rides and things that nobody cares about.
Mm-hmm.
It's prime for someone to.
Ooh, that looks cool though, Chad. The Haunted Mansion in.
Oh, you're looking at the one. Okay, good.
Yeah, it's a brown building.
Did you see the Haunted Mansion movie with Eddie Murphy?
I think I did. Yeah, it sounds familiar.
That movie, the house in that was it looks like the Florida mansion.
Okay, got it.
And the ride's completely different. Completely different.
What?
Yeah. Oh, how about this? Here's one for you. This one. Oh, God, this one made me angry. Like,
oh, no. Okay.
Spitting venom when I fucking went on there.
Oh, I'm so afraid of being put in a bad mood. I'm so happy right now.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes.
Was completely different layout. Same elements.
Huh.
Layout. you start the ride. You don't go through the little bayou and drop down the hill into the cave.
Did they have a restaurant in there at all?
Oh.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah. You kind of just get on the ride, and I can't remember if you drop immediately. No, you don't. You go, I'm trying to remember where it starts. It starts with.
Because this one, yeah, you go through the bayou and the guy's playing the banjo, and then there's a ship battle.
Yeah, the ship battle. And then
you have the ship battle?
Yeah. Yeah. I think, let me double check this.
Yeah. Deliverance. That's a squeal like a pig. That's what he should be saying. There used to be a Sizzler. You remember Sizzlers out here, right? I don't know if you have them in Dover. Do you remember the commercial? So there's this one commercial and this guy, and he's sitting on the porch in the bayou, right? It's a real creepy guy.
Yeah.
And he goes, out here in the bayou, you hear a lot of strange sounds. Sizzler. What the heck was that? My favorite commercial.
Excuse me.
So they had the boat, the ship battle.
Okay. I'm bringing it up now. Adaptations, pop culture. Here, I can give you a little kind of.
I wonder if there's anybody in the United States, not because they're not old enough to go yet, but let's say our age that's lived in the United States all their life that has never been to Disneyland. Because other people from fucking other countries have been to Disneyland.
I'm sure there's people that have.
Really? God, so sad.
Okay, here it is.
Are you smoking, Sinner?
Let's see here. Okay, the ride starts in a short grotto with Blackbeard mermaids swimming in the water, singing melodies, skeletons of dead pirates and mermaids, hurricane...
Mermaids?
Yeah. And
but mermaids aren't real.
I know. An echoing dead men tell no tales. There is no treasure room once found in the other parks.
Oh.
And then following the plunge down one waterfall.
Yeah, we do have two, I think.
The remainder of the ride is similar to Tokyo and California. Unlike California, though, riders do not return to the ground level in their boat. Instead, they exit the boat immediately after Jack Sparrow in his treasure room sequence, and then take a speed ramp up to the ground floor gift shop.
Oh, see, I like the treasure room. That's the treasure room with the bed in it, right? That's empty, but it's all, right?
Yeah. And and the Florida version does not include the scene past the powder room with the intoxicated pirates firing cannons.
So no doggy?
No, that's before that, I think.
That's before that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
well, that's a bummer. People in Florida are missing out.
They definitely are.
Oh, did you say that the Haunted Mansion was different on the inside or the same on the inside?
It's different on the inside. You
do you get in still? What do they call those rides?
The Doom Buggies.
The Doom Buggies. Yes. Do you have a Doom Buggy?
Yes, you ride the Doom Buggy. Hang on, I'm gonna bring this one up now real quick.
Right. I like in the Doom Buggy is the breathing walls. Or the breathing doors. Yeah. Okay. And, you know, they got that really cool wallpaper with the eyeballs. I want that in, like, my dining room when I have a house someday. Only certain people would let me do that, and you'd be one of them. You'd be like, yeah, go for it.
Haunted Mansion. Where's Haunted Mansion? Oh, there it is.
So you've been to California Adventures?
Yes.
And did you...
After it opened.
Oh, so you did the hotel one.
Yes.
I liked that hotel. I like the inside.
Yeah, I loved that in California.
Yeah.
Not in Preston, Florida.
Really?
Remember how in that ride,
mm-hmm.
you start where it backs up, the car backs up, and then it's the stars, and you kind of see the door that you came in just fade away into the darkness. Do you remember that?
Oh, no, I don't.
It just kind of stretches. It feels like it's stretching. You're going back.
Oh, how neat. Uh-huh.
And then you go up.
Yeah.
And then you stop and there's the little hotel people, and then you go up again and you stop and there's the hotel people, and then it goes up and it starts the dropping up and down thing.
Yeah, that was
the one in Florida. As soon as it starts, you go up.
And,
No, there is.
No entertainment?
There is.
Uh-huh.
Different. It goes up, shows the people standing in there, and they disappear, turn into ghosts. You turn into ghosts. Goes up again. Or no, it's you looking into a mirror, and then there's lightning strike, and then everybody's gone in the car, and then it goes up, and it stops, and it's the people in the hotel, and then they vanish, and then it goes up again, and you go through a door, and then you start moving forward, and you go through like the opening sequence of the whatchamacallit. I don't know what it is. The Twilight Zone introduction with the doors and the and all that stuff. You kind of go through that. And then you go into the whole drop sequence, but it's different. It's completely different.
And do they open up at the top to the outside and sort of push you out?
Yes.
And you're like, oh my God, that ride was too much. Cause you think it's over and they're like, oh no, wait, let's bring you back up again. And then we're going to drop your ass again. That ride was, which one did you like better?
I liked the one in California better.
Did you? Yeah.
I liked the start of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's your difference between the Haunted Mansion in Disneyland versus Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
So I'm going to say, I'm just going to bank on the fact that you know the one in California inside and out.
Pretty much.
Okay, so here's how the Walt Disney one starts. It says, during the production, this is straight off of the source of truth here, Wikipedia.
Wait, this is California's.
No, this is the Florida one.
You said the Walt Disney one.
Okay, the Walt Disney World one.
Okay, got it.
This is the, during production assembly, props and animatronics from Disneyland's, California's, duplicated everything that was made, duplicates of everything were being made for the one in Florida, knowing that they were going to do a Florida version. But they decided to make the Florida one longer.
Yay.
And more elaborate than the California.
Yay.
The ghost host.
Long enough anyway. Indiana Jones, over way too soon. So fast and over too soon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Additional voiceovers were recorded for extra scenes on the ride.
Ooh.
It
does look like a
show building is much larger because you go under the train tracks in the one in California. Did you know that?
We do.
When you go down the elevator.
We are actually going down, huh?
We are going down.
So the whole thing is underground.
You go down and you go through a tunnel that goes underneath the train tracks. That when you're walking down that hallway, you're going under the train tracks to to a building that's on the other side of the train tracks.
I wonder if we took that Disney tour, you know, that $300 Disneyland VIP tour, if they tell you stuff like that.
Well, if you get online, you know that.
I didn't know that. Okay, I'm going to have to go online. I'm making a note right now. Secrets of the Haunted Mansion. Okay. God, I didn't know that. We're underground.
Yeah. There's different things outside when you're waiting in line. In the foyer, the opening monologue, you know, the whole, I am your host, ghost host. They've got the paintings.
Same painting?
That stretch.
Okay.
The difference is you don't go down. The ceiling goes up there, but you can't tell the difference.
Oh, you don't go down. Okay. See, that's what I thought was happening. I didn't realize that we were actually going down.
Yeah, you were actually riding in an elevator.
Wow.
Then you walk down a dark corridor.
Yes.
With
more paintings that change shape.
And then you get in the dune buggies.
They call them dune buggies?
Yep.
And are they? Do they look the same?
Yep. And then you go through a room containing a servant's staircase that has candelabras floating around.
Yeah.
And in Disneyland, there, when you walk down that hallway, there are 11 portraits that change.
Are there really that many? Wow.
And in Florida, two of those are now on the ride. So the hallway's shorter.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. And let me see here. Boom, 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 boom. Hang on, your face is over part of the words here.
Sorry.
Take a guess. Down the long portrait hallway, past window. Okay, so now here's the... Okay, this reminded me now. Okay, the hallway that you walk through in Disneyland, in Florida, you actually... That's part of the ride. You're in your Doom Buggy when you go down that hallway.
Oh, so you get on the Doom Buggy the minute the doors open after the so-called elevator.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what I like about that ride, is it's just continuous.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, I like that.
And then passing, you go under an archway into the library, and in the library are those, the busts that kind of follow you?
Yeah.
That's at the end of the thing. There's, and the in the library, there's books flying around. And
ooh, that's neat.
And the ladders, the, you know, those old, like, roller ladders,
yeah
bookshelves, they are moving by themselves, and then there's a rocking chair that's rocking with nobody in it,
like all haunted places.
Yes,
all that activity in one room.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you go into the music parlor, and there's like a piano playing itself.
You know what, that's what I hated about ours, is that music room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the floating harp and trumpet, yeah, and they're that day glow color, they could change that room into something really cool and nobody would care.
Nope.
You know, because that's like, they're like, why are we still in this room? Why do you still have this? Yeah, the crystal ball room, I guess. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. You go through like a conservatory, and then finally you go into the...
Seriously? A conservatory?
Yep.
Wow.
And then...
that's my dream house right there.
Yep. And then the seance room with Madame Leota. And
they have a seance room too. I wonder if it's better than ours though.
Yep. And then you go to the attic with the ride.
Oh.
Out the attic window and then down off the balcony into the graveyard and that's the, and then
so they don't have the hall where the dancing ghosts and the birthday cake.
Yeah.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Do they have the hitchhiking ghosts?
Yes.
Do they have they do have the graveyard, but is the graveyard outside or a fake graveyard inside?
It's a fake one inside. Just like,
okay.
Just like Disneyland, you know, that's not real, right?
I like that graveyard. Well, I didn't, because you know, outside the building at the one in Disneyland, they have the graveyard outside. And so I didn't know if you went outside for a while and then came back in.
Yeah.
No. Okay. So it was inside the fake graveyard.
Yeah.
And yeah, the bus, the heads that have fallen over and they're singing to you.
Grim grinning of scratchy social laws. Yeah.
That's it. The song. That's right. There's an entire song that goes on through there.
I love that song.
It would be really fun to seriously plan it and go, okay, this week we're going to be in Florida and this week we're going to be at Disneyland Anaheim. And we're going to compare the two, like, note for note.
Yep.
That would be really fun.
But you know what you can do? I'll tell you what you can do. Get on YouTube and watch a get through of it.
Yeah, I think I will, because
watch the ride through, and you'll be amazed at how different they are. You watch, and then have you ever been at Christmas time and seen the Nightmare Before Christmas?
So yeah, and here's the thing about Christmas is I don't think my parents ever took us during Christmas, but I went couple of times a year. A couple years ago, I went I honestly think for the very first time at Christmas, and I felt like kind of an idiot. It's gorgeous, especially the world one. What's the one with the kids and the world and the boat and, you know?
It's a small,
small world. It's my two-shot margarita talking. That was so pretty. It was so pretty. So yeah, and I have been in the Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Do they do that in Florida too? They dress it up the Nightmare.
I think so.
Oh yeah, that's right. The Pirates of the Caribbean. You did say that they did actually use Johnny Depp in that one.
Yeah.
I thought that addition was fine. I think when they made it politically correct.
Oh, that pissed me off.
Yeah, that was stupid.
I was living out there when that happened.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb. But we get over it and we still enjoy it.
Nobody cares. But it's so commercialized. And the things are in different places, too. That's another thing, too, that will, like, blow your hair back. Star Tours isn't in Tomorrowland. In fact, it's not even in the Magic Kingdom. It's in Hollywood Studios.
Oh, yeah.
It's a whole different park.
Yeah.
You know? They have the Jungle Cruise. It's a little bit longer.
God, that's awesome.
Not just a little. Not a lot, but it's different.
Yeah. Do you get to see the backside of a waterfall?
Yeah, of course. You got to see backside of water. And So it's cool. It is.
Please come here so we can go to Disneyland.
Oh, I guess so.
But there's something that Orlando has that we don't have yet is the Harry Potter World. So they're up
that,
and running.
But that, oh yeah, that's, well, that's Universal. But
yeah, but they're in the same state and it's ready.
Yeah.
And we're not ready.
But it took them years to do Harry Potter Land.
Yeah. So. Have you seen it? Have you been there yet?
No. Never been to... See, and I have to go to Universal Studios in Florida because that's not where they make the movies.
That's true.
I don't give a shit about that. Other additions, real quick, because we're fucking just pulling it.
That's okay. This is the Disney episode. That's fine. You can save all the other stuff for next week.
Well, no, I didn't really have anything else, but some of the other stuff that they're doing, they are the other part of Hollywood Studios in Florida that they're changing. They're putting in a Toy Story Land.
In Florida. Oh, okay. I'm surprised it hasn't been done yet.
Yeah.
We have one at California Adventures.
No, you have Cars Land.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, it's Cars Land there. And they don't have Cars Land in Florida.
Ah.
So they're doing Toy Story Land in Florida.
I think Toy Story Land would be better, don't you?
I think.
Like Cars, yeah. We have a Toy Story shoot 'em game ride.
Yes.
Yes, that's where I was getting it. Yeah. That's a fun ride.
Circle Vision used to be in that building.
Oh, did it really? Oh, see, that's why you have to come here and do this with me so we can reminisce when we were kids.
What was where and...
Yeah, yeah.
See, now I'm a big fan of that, going through and seeing all the different, what things used to be.
Yeah, me too.
Getting online and seeing, you know, what this used to be and what this used to be. The one that blows me away still to this day is, and I haven't been since it really changed, but Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
Because when I went there last, it was, there was really still nothing there. And there's so much there now. It's like, and they've just really kind of shit on what it used to be.
Yeah.
Which is sad, but that's the California way, so.
It is the California. My favorite thing about Knott's Berry Farm is my grandma would take us. I mean, that's how tame the rides were. Your grandma takes you to Knott's Berry Farm. And my favorite thing to do was to ride the stagecoach or the train,
mm-hmm.
because we'd get held up by Billy the Kid.
Yeah.
And I always had a crush on, no matter what Billy the Kid it was that was holding us up, I thought that was hot.
Yeah.
Even at that age. That was my favorite ride, yeah. I couldn't tell you anything else about Knott's Berry Farm. Not a single thing about that.
I could tell you about it for days.
And
Universal. I mean, it was...
Yeah.
From the time I could walk, I was at... Before I could walk, I was at those parks. And I have... vivid memories of every time I've gone. So
I'd love to hear that. I thought of you because War of the Worlds was on with Tom Cruise and the house where the airplane crashed. And I thought, oh, that's right. Chad got to do that last year.
I'd walk around on that actual.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. They have, it's called Animal Kingdom, one of the parks down in Florida, which I was not impressed by.
What was it?
It's they've got, it's very like Lion King themed.
So it's, but is there real animals there?
They have real animals. They have
is it a zoo?
No, not really. They have like a, it's called the Kilimanjaro Safaris, and you get in a, it's kind of like a the land version of Jungle Cruise, except for it's real animals.
Oh.
And it was,
and real guns from the guys driving.
Yeah, the guy shoots the hippos when they. Yeah.
That's Diesel the Lion. Oh shit! Here he comes.
Yeah. Do we have a dentist on board? Anyway.
I wonder. You know, because those guys are so freaking clever. I bet you they made additions to the script that I'm sure they were like, no, you can't say that.
Yeah, you can't say anything.
Because there are lions in that one. Remember, they're playing with that zebra.
Yeah.
There's Daddy. Oh, that's right. The dentist killed him.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We're not laughing at the tragedy of Cecil, because that actually took me off Facebook for a week because I couldn't handle that. The death
it's
of
almost him. Election time, which means I'm about ready to get up.
I know, right?
Facebook too. they are putting in a land there at Animal Kingdom, based off of the movie Avatar. So it's going to be some like hippy dippy fucking black light. Let's get stoned and walk around the forest.
So, okay. Were you a big fan of Avatar?
No.
Okay. Me neither. I was not.
Visually, it was a pretty movie, but I didn't give two shits about it, honestly.
Somebody said if you match it up with Dances with Wolves, it's the same movie.
I would love to do that.
Yeah, that's what they said. Like, matches Dances with Wolves. I didn't care for it. I saw it on television, and I went, oh, okay, well, I'm glad I,
so
you know.
Happened.
I'm glad that, was it the Hurt Locker that kicked his ass?
Yeah.
As director? Yeah.
So, and the last big change coming to Disneyland and Disney World is, remember good old Soarin'?
Mm-mm.
Soarin' over California? Or Soarin', yeah, Soarin'.
Oh!
The hang gliding one.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They are changing that to Soarin' Around the World. They're finally putting a new movie to that.
And oh, good.
It's parks. It's at Epcot, and it's at California Adventure.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah, that was, I'll tell you what, the first time I went on that was probably the most amazing ride I'd ever been on.
So, yeah, I've only been on it once.
Yeah, second time, nothing.
Oh, okay,
it's
yeah.
Like, you know what's going to happen, and it's like, yeah, I'm in an IMAX theater sitting 3 feet away from the screen.
And I'm honestly not that high, so... Yeah. But the wind is hitting my face. But it would be neat to see it with the new version.
Yeah.
So is that coming in 2016 or?
It just says it's coming next year. Yeah, so next year.
Okay, good for Disney. Wow. We've
got some big things coming. A bunch of movies they announced too. Pixar's doing a movie in 2018 called Gigantic, which is a new take on Jack and the Beanstalk.
Cool.
Zootopia, another movie. It's a singer Shakira.
She is gonna be so pretty. Remember from The Voice, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Same person. Yeah.
They're finally doing Finding Dory.
Finding Dory, the fish.
Yep. It's gonna be a sequel to Finding Nemo, but it's gonna be Finding.
Ellen DeGeneres, that's awesome. They just need to do Toy Story again.
They are.
I sort of slurred that.
Yeah, but they are.
They are, yay!
In the works, Incredibles 2, Cars 3, Toy Story 4.
Yes!
And a movie called The Good Dinosaur.
Oh, I like dinosaur movies. And Pixar is doing all those.
And again, yeah, it's another Pixar.
Fuck yeah, they're the best.
Oh, yeah,
they really are the best. They're
the market, and they are going to run with that ball, and they're
going to rule the world.
Yeah, they're going to beat that shit into the ground, and it's going to be amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. All right, let's do some Scan BC and go shut this shit off.
Awesome.
And there's only three tonight. Thank Christ. good.
Wait, do we have any listeners in Blog Talk?
I don't know. I haven't looked in a minute. Okay. Somebody's in the chat room, but I'm sure somebody's listening. A couple people have liked on Twitter that we're on the air right now.
Oh, good.
So, yay, people are.
Do you know them?
No, don't know.
Yay!
New faces.
Good.
So, right on. Anybody listening, welcome to the madness.
And really, thank you for listening.
Yeah. Real quick, let me, because I was going through some of our old episodes today.
Aw.
And, you know, and this is, and I talked to you about this. We'll say it on the air, though. It's like the whole decision to come to Blog Talk. It does open the show up to a bigger audience, and I'm excited about that. Some feedback, because really it's friends of mine that come to me and it's like, oh, that's funny. Hey,
yeah, my friends don't listen because I don't post it.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, do the jokes work? Do they fall short? I don't know. You know, tell us if it sucks. Tell us. I don't give a shit. I'm still going to do the same show. But I remember when I went and saw Saints of Rebellion last September and met Brad for the first time, who I didn't even realize that I did a couple of Cabeza shows with Brad. I totally forgot about that.
Oh, I've never spoken to Brad.
Yeah.
He's the one I've never talked to.
Yeah, so we got to get Brad on here. Brad, I was talking to Brad at the time when Kobe D walks up with Chewy the dog.
Chewy,
and I said, "Hey man, how you doing, man? It's been a while." And Brad's like, "Been a while." And so it was like, "Oh wow, you know, I did something that was I thought was funny, and nobody else thought was funny. Kim hates it, but somebody else latched onto it and you know threw it back at me, and I thought it was cool."
Yeah, I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, so it's awesome when that kind of stuff happens. So we'll see what happens. That's going to be awesome. But one of the things that cracked me up was the final Cabeza show that I did. The one when I was getting ready to take a Monday off so I could go to Kevin and Shelby's wedding. It was 2014.
I remember that.
2013. And it was November. And we recorded a show together. And it was during that conversation we decided we should do a show together. And it was funny because I listened to that show today just in its entirety to see any, you know, funny things that I could talk about on the show. But it was, I was telling a story about an ex-girlfriend being psychotic. And, I said something about, you know, it's like it was a girl I was supposed to go on a first date with. And a half hour before the date, she called me and asked me if I had a booster seat in my car because her babysitter fell through and she wanted to bring her kid on our first date.
Wow. I didn't know that.
And, we talked about it. 2 years ago.
Oh, yes.
And I said, you know, and so I canceled the date, you know, I said, because no, hell no. And I said, because I am totally not that guy. And you said, you are totally that guy. Little did I know that a month later I would be that guy.
Right. And what about the other one you told me today?
I can't remember what that was.
The other one about, it was the title, I think, of...
Oh, yeah, the title. And now that title had changed because when we left that old place we were...
He who shall not be named?
No.
Baltimore's place.
We were on Baltimore's network.
Yes.
When he was sucking money out of my bank account.
Yeah, and
I'm fine with having money out of my bank account, but I want to do it on my terms. when I reposted the shows to the new to Podcast Addict, I had renamed some of the things, and it was episode 8 of the Cabeza Show, and it was Haunted After Hours. I had you and
Liz
and the other one,
Jolene.
Mm-hmm. And I had the three of you on there, and I think my tag or the description of the show was in this week's episode, our hero meets a hot girl that will change things forever or something like that.
Yeah. And who knew, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
You know, just a matter of a few months later, we would have flipped everything around and turned it into this show. So it was kind of cool.
Should we have turned it into the hero and hot girl show?
No, because I always did the descriptions of that show as like a Batman.
Got it.
As you're reading in this week's episode, our hero blah blah blah. You know, like
right. Okay, got it.
And yeah, so it was kind of cool to see that memory lane.
Well, next time we have Brad on, let's hope that I'm available so that I can.
Yeah, because he's kind of my go-to when you're not around, and I can't.
Right. I know.
I haven't Kevin on here in fucking ever either.
I know.
I went and hung out with him last night. It was pretty cool. Me and Kevin, his wife, bunch of friends. Eminem was there. It was fun.
Wow.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
Lots of beer.
I bet.
Lots of
good
beer. Not. Liquid beef jerky beer.
Yeah.
All right. Scan BC.
Yay.
Good, bad, and shitty. Okay. No. No. Okay. Actually, there's some shit happening up there right now. They got a lot of fires up there, so it's not fun.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Canada is on fire.
Yeah, I had to dig to find some good shit this week.
Okay.
And but I did. They didn't let me down, fuckers.
Right.
Police are responding for Vancouver. Sorry, police are responding for a report of a female hitting another over the head with a TV remote.
That's bam.
Bam.
What did you hit her with, ma'am? You know, the clicky thing.
The clicky thing.
I hit her with the clicker.
The jumpy guy. I don't know.
About the jumpy guy. You know, that guy in that movie with that girl, we were watching that. And she wanted to watch that movie about that girl with that guy, and I hit her with the clicky thing.
She wanted to watch Real Housewives of Kapixie, Idaho, and...
I wanted to watch the Real Housewives of Dover.
Dover.
And I wanted to watch the Real Housewives of Walmart in Dover. That's what we should have. Walmart confessions.
Walmart confessions. I'll tell you, okay, sorry. I was gonna do this like 2 weeks ago, because the people you fucking meet day to day. Now I live 20 minutes away from the beach.
Okay.
And I was going to work one day. It was like a Thursday, I think, and I was getting into my car, or I stopped to get coffee. And while I'm like walking, maybe I got gas too. I can't remember, but anyway, I was at a
Yes, you do have gas.
And I was pumping gas. I went in to get coffee while I was pumping. And there's this family. They've got like three cars lined up, and they've got all their trunks propped open. They've got coolers, and the kids are, you know, like that. And they're inside and they're outside. And while they're inside, they're like, can I get something for the ride? You want a snack? You know, that, like that. And it's just like, obviously, it's like a family caravan getting ready to go on vacation.
Oh, right, right.
It's summertime, so why not, you know?
Yeah.
They're, you know, okay, you're going to ride with grandma, you know, it's like one of those, this conversation, it's inside, it's outside, because half the family's inside getting snacks, getting things to eat. And so, you know, this is happening. And, I almost run into one of the kids walking back out of my car, because he's running around like a little retard. And he almost bumps into me, and I kind of put my hands in him, stop him from slamming into me. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was like, no, it's fine. It's fine. He's excited. And they're like, oh, he's so excited. And I said, so you got a big family trip coming up? Oh, yeah, we've been looking forward to this all summer. I'm like, oh, really? Where are you going? Lewis. 15 minutes down the road.
Yeah, But where did they come from?
They all, a couple of them I recognized from being locals.
Oh, no way. What's in Lewis? Is there a Lake Lewis or?
It's on the beach. It is on the beach, but I mean, it's 15 minutes. Yeah, we are, you know, plotting our road trip. We're okay. You're going to ride with grandma and make sure you have a snack for that 15 minute ride. 15 minutes. Holy.
And they had to pull over too, mind you, too, you know, at a rest stop practically.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, now did everybody pee? I mean, it's a long ride now.
Oh my God.
Jesus. I mean, that just, I was no good. It's like the whole way. I like text myself so I can remember to tell you.
I've done that too.
And oh my God, I was dying. It was so funny.
Okay, that reminds me now of when this week I was in a Panda Express. Do you guys have that there?
We just opened one. Woo!
Yeah, it's good. But they give you chopsticks if you want chopsticks.
Yeah, you gotta have chopsticks with Panda Express.
Not if you're a mother of five and you give all the kids chopsticks.
Oh yeah, no.
So for the whole half hour that I was in there eating by myself, I just heard the whole half hour.
Drum solo.
Mom was talking to her friend who came with her, or sister or somebody, and five kids. She didn't ask them to stop. She didn't, I mean, it wasn't only interrupting me, and I would see other people like looking over at them like, seriously, you're still doing this? You're still letting them? I was so... it was just so jarring to try to eat, you know, and you're trying to eat and you're like, oh, I'm trying to enjoy my, oh, it was awful. It was awful. Yeah. I was so happy when they left, but when they left, I was done. And I'm like, damn it. That meal sucked.
Wow.
Would you let the old man do that? No.
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 He wouldn't do it anyway.
No, he wouldn't do it any, and that's the key right there.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even think to do that.
No.
Yeah, some parents. Yeah, you're not such a bad dad after all, I guess.
No. Surrey.
Surrey.
RCMP.
Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Are responding for reports of a male taking his clothes off inside McDonald's. But the best part is he's taking his clothes off inside the McDonald's.
The McDonald's. There's one of them.
Anywhere.
The McDonald's. No, there's only one in Surrey, and that's where you would put the yeah. in there, right? The McDonald's. Well, no, you don't, because you say like the FBI or the CIA, but McDonald's,
Walmart.
They're not supposed to have the in there, but, unless there's just one. You know, he went to the Hooters.
The Hooters.
The Hooters and took off all his clothes. Now, that would have been a good story. Or they're used
to. I say we have two Hooters, so.
Oh, then you can't say the Hooters. Yeah, you'd have to say.
If you say the Hooters, then you have to say the Hooters at the beach.
Yes.
The Hooters, yeah, up north, yeah.
But you don't say the FBI in Washington. You just say the FBI.
Unless you're over 40, then everything's the.
The, yeah. Wait a minute.
The gas station and the Walmart.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. The gas station. I went to the gas station. I went to Walmart. I still wouldn't put the in front of it.
You got to go to the Walmart.
I went to Walmart. Today I went to the gas station. Today I went to the Walmart. No, you wouldn't.
I do.
Oh,
because it's fucking annoying.
It is annoying.
But I like it.
So anyway, poor McDonald's had some naked balls.
People in their balls. He put his balls on it.
Were those chicken nuggets?
Yeah. Are those chicken nuggets?
Are those chicken nuggets?
What kind of sauce you want with that?
I like barbecue.
Nice sauce. Whole new meaning to Happy Meal.
Did you get a toy with that?
I think you did. last one, and a good note to end on. The Vancouver police are responding after a male tried to rob a weed dispensary. Reports staff locked him in the building. Worst places you could be.
Right? Fine. I am just.
How is that deterring anything?
Not one bit. Unless they don't carry any lighters. Unless he does not have a lighter.
Please, Pam, please, just give me a light. Chris, I don't have a light.
Chris, I need a lighter.
Chris, give me a light.
God, so dumb.
Too bad.
So dumb, it's awesome.
I know, it's amazing. All right, so that's it for this week.
That was fun.
Fun, relatively.
Thanks, blogtalkradio.com/hotgirl, that guy.
That's right, that's where he is.
Yeah. We're at the Blog Talk.
The Blog Talk. Hot Girl That Guy. And, of course, hotgirlthatguy.com and on the Facebook and the Twitter. It's good.
All right.
All right, everybody. We'll be back next Sunday, hopefully. One of us will be here.
One of us. Oh, yeah, I will be here.
Oh, good. Yes. I like hearing that.
I am here.
All right. We'll see you guys.
Bye.
Good night. No, never mind.
Are we turned off on Blog Talk?
Not yet.
Turn us off! I'm not talking.
Thank you for listening to the Hot Girl and That Guy Show. The Hot Girl and That Guy Show was recorded in front of a live internet audience. The Hot Girl and That Guy Show was produced by Dick Cabeza and presented by PodcastAddict.com. Visit Chad and Kimberly online at HotGirlThatGuy.com. Also, visit their Facebook page, Facebook.com/HotGirlThatGuy.